Govinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. I just realized I should start another. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita class. And this is October 7th, 2014. We're discussing a pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami and Nityananda. And the title that we have given this pastime is Nityananda Delivers Raghunath. Raghunath Das, Raghunath. And we have heard how Raghunath, somehow he got away from home finally after a year or so trying, and he ran off to Panihati. And he went to Panihati. Nityananda was there sitting on a rock under a banyan tree on the bank of the Ganga. And he was looking very effulgent, with great prabhav in all directions. He was surrounded by his kirtaniyas, his kirtan leaders, and his sevaks, his servants. And at a distance, remember we were trying to describe seeing Shastra through the camera lens. Even I wrote one section of one book I never published, but about that, how to read Shastra. But we were describing a little bit about that. And by doing that, by taking the time out when you're reading Shastra, because Leela is something to commit to memory and to... and there's means and ways to commit things to memory and to learn things and memorize things. So the degree of... First of all, you have to be attracted to what you want to memorize. Then you have to become absorbed. Then you have and there's different ways to visualize while you're reading. And then... recapitulation later on when your eyes are closed or you're chanting, then you try to put it together. So in the before the meditative stage of chanting, the more you can visualize it and absorb it from the different angles and different characters and different feelings, and then it becomes deeper in your sense, in your chitta. So when you go to do smaran or memory, it comes out more clear. You can see, oh, you can see the face like this. It's like just like if you read a pastime here in this book, and if you saw the same thing on a stage, on a drama, like you go to the Rasalila performances and you see them, it creates a deep impression. The exchanges and how Krishna looked and the dancing and what they were singing, if you know the meanings. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So we're seeing pictures and they're creating deep samskaras, because in samskaras, the 5 sense inputs create sanskaras. That means that they create impressions in our chitta. And it's kind of a storage bank of part of aspect of our consciousness, chitta. It's above intelligence. There's man, buddhi, chitta, then atma. So whatever we hear creates some impression there, whatever we smell, taste, touch. But the most powerful ones are what we see. Seeing is believing. So what you see, it goes very deep. And if you see it over and over again, it goes very, very deep. So now we're reading words of Leelas, of Shastra. We're reading about pastimes. So if we convert that words into pictures by visualization, by, like I said, the camera lens, then it goes deeper into our consciousness, into our memory banks, and we can recall it, which is part of smaran. Rag marg without smaran is... a car without gas, or you say petrol, excuse me. A car without petrol, we Indians say also. A car without petrol doesn't go very far. So he's there in Panihati, and he's at some distance. He fell and offered dandavats at a distance, and Lord Nityananda is sitting in a raised area, and his bhaktas are sitting below him. And someone says, look, Raghunath is there, lying down at some distance. And Nityananda said, oh, Raghunath. Then Nityananda got up. Usually they say in the Bible that you have to go to the mountain. The mountain doesn't come to you. You have to go to the mountain. The mountain does not come to you. So the mountain is Nityananda Ram. But here the mountain is full of doya. Doyamaya. There's one verse he read about Nityananda was Doyamaya. Doyal Chaitanya, Doyal Nitai. compassionate, merciful. So he got up and he ran over there to where Raghunath was lying on the ground. He was still lying on the ground and he forcibly put his foot on his head. That would certainly be a desirable position to be in. So that's where we are. Let's see if we can... So then at that time, just this one verse we can repeat. He said, Nityananda said, Shuni Prabhu kahe chora chora dili darashan ayayaji tora karimo dandana. Raghunath, you're a thief, you're a chore. Now you have come to see me? Come here, I'm going to punish you. So he said, come, I'm going to smack you. Oh yeah, will you run over here? See how this big bat? Come, I want to smack you. And say, well, let me get one bat also, then we'll discuss the matter. So now, Raghunath didn't go. He didn't move towards Nityananda. So then Nityananda went and forcibly put his foot on his head. And we heard that Lord, this is a review, Lord Nityananda is very funny, and it's a little bit funny what he was doing in one sense, but he's very merciful. He was having fun. He's only joking. Raghunath's not a chore. He has a bank account of $50 million. He has $50 million in his bank account, so a chore means a thief. He doesn't have to steal from anyone. He has legally in his pocket $50 million. So it's obviously, it's a joke. He's kotuki. Kotuki means he's joking. You're a thief. Like someone says, you know, you're a dog. I'm not a human being. So that's, you're making a joke or whatever, you know. It has no relevance or meaning to the person being described. So then it says, now it goes on. Nikate na aisa chora bhagadure dure aji lag panache da di mu to mare. Nitai said, you are like a thief. For instead of coming close to me, you stay far away at a distant place. Because thieves always move around in the darkness. They don't get too close to who they want to steal from. Now I have captured you, I shall punish you. So what's the punishment going to be? He said to, let me just see here, 166, 126. Okay. Now I'm skipping to 126. Pratenityananda Prabhu Ganga Snana Kariya Se Brikshamule Vasila Nija Gana Lana. In the morning after taking his bath in the Ganga, this is the next day, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree that he sat the previous day. Raghunath Asi Kaila Charna Vandan Raghava Pandit Dwara Kaila Nivedan. Raghunath Das went there and worship Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, Charna Vandan. And then, because he was shy, and he's quite young, Raghunath Das is quite young and shy, because Nityananda is a Brahmin, he's a Pandit, and he's much older. So then, through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. He met prior, before this, Raghunath met with Raghava Pandit and said, expressed his desire. He said, can you convey my desire to Nityananda? Because I don't have the adhikar to just approach him. If you're a small man, it's very difficult to go to a big man. So he said, so through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. Adama pamara mui hina jivadam moret shahaya pa chaitanya charan. I am the lowest of men, Adam, most sinful, Pamar, fallen and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Icha, Icha Chaitanya Charan. Vamanahana Jaina Chandadari Bhare Chai Aneka Jatna Koino Tatekabu Siddhanoi. Like a dwarf wants to catch the moon, I have tried my best many, many times to attain Lord Chaitanya, but I have not been successful. So Raghunath, so many times he tried to run away from home to go to Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya, was caught by his father and brought back. Finally, somehow he got to Panihati. And he said, oh, Nittai, please, I have no qualification to meet Lord Chaitanya. That's why I keep getting drawn back. I know I'm fallen. I'm sinful. So these are, because Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan Avatar, Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya is Patita, Mahapatita Pavan. Excuse me, Lord Nityananda is Mahapatita Pavan Avatar. Because everyone is fallen in Kali Yuga, and Lord Chaitanya came to deliver all the fallen. But some are really fallen. Some are really, really the most fallen of the fallen. So then there's a special department, special mercy department for the fallen, more fallen than the fallen. That's Nittai. Jagai Madai, their luck, they were successful with the Nittai department. And Raghunath was successful. So this shows that Nittai, he is especially merciful and kind to the most fallen of the fallen. So we have to think whether we fit in that category. Are we the most fallen of the most fallen? So therefore, Jai Nittai, Nittai, Nittai. Nittai Binay Bhai, Radha Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. He sings, Nittai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Poyate Noi. Oh Bhai, oh brother, oh sister, without the mercy of Nityananda, impossible to attain Radha and Krishna. So now, many, many times, Raghunath is trying to go to Lord Chaitanya and not successful. So now he's petitioning and submitting himself. It's amazing. Here he is, he's with God. Nittai is God. Nityananda is Balaram. He's God. He's the personality of God. And it should be happy there. he has darshan. He's at the lotus. Nityananda's lotus foot is on his head. But he wants more. He wants Radha and Krishna. He wants Gauranga. So he says, Nittai, please give me a mercy that I can get Gaur. So he says, I know it's impossible. It's an impossibility. Yatabara palaya ami grihari chariya. Pita mata dui more rakai bodhiya. Every time I try to run away from my home and give up my relationships with my mother and father, unfortunately they kept me bound. Rakai bandhiya. Tomara kripa bina keha chaitanya na pai. Tumi kripa koi le tonre. Adameya pai. So we can see the basis of, as we were mentioning about the three tiers of Praman the other day, about the Bhagavatam and then the Goswami writings, then Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur was about 50 years after Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. So in Narottam's song, which we quoted one line, he's saying, without the mercy of Nittai, you can't get Radha and Krishna or Gauranga. So here it's right here in the same verse. Tomara kripa bina keha chaitanya napai. Without your mercy, Nityananda, Raghunath, in other words, Raghunath knows very clearly why he's putting his petition at the lotus feet of Nityananda. He knows the tattva, he knows the siddhanta. Then no one, not even Raghunath Das, what to speak of us, no one can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu no one can attain Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the mercy of Nityananda. So this is being taught here by Krishna's Kaviraj. being reported here, recorded here. It's spoken by Raghunath Das Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur sings the same point in a beautiful Bengali bhajan. Tomara kripa bina keha chaitanya na pai. Tumi kripa koile tanre ada maya pai. No one can attain a shelter, Mahaprabhu, without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter of his lotus feet. Adam. Dham means Dham, like the Dham, and Adam means no Dham, no place. Pai, he can attain. So this is it's us. It's pretty clear that this verse is like our theme song here. Sir, no one can attain Mahaprabhu. And who is Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna Yuga. Ayogya, ayogya mui nevadan karite karibhai more chaitanya deya gosehana sadai. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir. Oh, I'm doing it again. That's really classic, you know. it's bright sun. You can't see when the light is just red, recording or blinking. I'm really. He's saying, although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful toward me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, of course, shastras are for teaching us how to think, feel, act, how to practice sadhana bhakti. And Raghunath Das is one of our great mahajans and acharyas. He's the acharya, the goal of life, the prema bhakti, raja prem, gopi prem. So what is he showing us? He's showing us it's not by vast wealth or influence, it's by mercy, kripa, kripa, kripa. By mercy one attains God. And it starts with Vaishnava kripa, then we find out about God, and we find out about Panchatattva and Nityananda, Gauranga. We're very fortunate. And then we understand how we should approach Nityananda. And we should, if he's feeling like this, how much we should feel that there's so much humility and submission mixed in these few shlokas here, that I'm the lowest of men. It's not just a phrase or a statement. He actually feels it. He feels it. I'm really despicable and wretched and low. And I'm not fit. I'm ayogya. I'm not fit. But this is my nivedan. My submission to submit my desires. He says, I'm afraid. I'm actually afraid to say this to you. I'm afraid to submit this. But nevertheless, please be merciful and give me shelter of Lord Chaitanya. It's not that you can just walk up and say, okay, Lord Chaitanya, here I am. I surrender. There has to be some introduction. There has to be some, because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. So Nityananda is making the connection for Krishna. Same thing happened in Krishna Leela in Mathura. That for Devaki to be connected with Krishna, Devaki and Vasudeva, they desired to have Krishna as their son. But before that could happen, they needed the mercy of Nittai. They needed the mercy of Balaram, the Sandini Shakti. He had to make the ground. He had to make the Vishuddha Chitta. He had to make the Vasudev Chit. There's Vasudev and Vasudev. He had to make the pure consciousness, totally pure consciousness, to enable Krishna to appear there in the mind and heart of Devaki and Vasudev. So first came Balaram, and then Krishna appeared, and they were able to receive and perceive and attain Krishna. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Same thing, Balaram is Nittai, and Nittai makes the arrangement, establishes the possibility and the existence that we can have the darshan and meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna. Mora mate paradari karaha prasad nirvigne chaitanya pana kara ashavad. Placing your feet on my head, give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction. Shunihasi kahai prabhu savabhaktagan ihara vishaya sukha indra sukha sama. After hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda smiled and he told all the bhaktagan, all the devotees, we would say that Nityananda was informing them, because many people came from many directions to be there with Nityananda and Panihati. And it isn't necessarily true that everyone there knew who he was, because he was a kind of an outsider in one sense, because he was not yet part of the intimate Sangha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is in his Purva Ashram, Grihastha Ashram. So the introduction was required. So there's so many, everyone's watching this whole thing. Nityananda gets up from his asana, he goes and puts his foot there. He's calling him a chore, and which is very uncharacteristic of Nityananda. Why is he calling him a chore? Why is he getting up? And who is that lying on the ground? And people are wondering. So there's so many curious faces there looking at the scene, looking at Nityananda. And then they're watching him, and you know, the camera's there. They're all... Because the cameras are just on, one camera is on the face of Nittai and the other is on Raghunath, and Raghunath is pleading and crying, and Nittai is just there listening gravely. And then finally we find out Nityananda's response to the whole delivery, and he smiled acceptingly the proposal of Raghunath. And now the camera pans out to all the other devotees and that are gathered around there under that tree on the bank of the Ganga, and they're looking like, who is this, you know? Who is this person that's getting the mercy here? Then Lord Nityananda is happy. So then Lord Nityananda, he says, oh, this is so-and-so. Just like, say, a group of disciples are with their guru, and they're hungry or something or whatever. And then some old godbrother comes, they haven't seen each other for 25 years, and he comes there, and runs in, and then the guru says, oh, Krishna Das, and he gets up from the asan, runs across the room, and they embrace everyone. Everyone says, who's that? You know, who is that? And then he'll sit, and then they'll speak and this and that. Then the guru will go back and say, I'd like to welcome, this is my god brother from such and such and this and that. You know, so same idea here. He said, do you know who this person is? In other words, he's saying, I'm poor. Because first, it's interesting. Just see the paradox. A minute before, all the people heard, nobody knew anything about this other person. Many of the devotees, let's assume, didn't know who this was. And then all they hear from Lord Nityananda, chor! He's a chor! He's a thief! I'm going to punish him. That's because thieves are punished. So then he goes, and then they say, he's going to punish him. And everyone's running. Is it Karima Dadimo? Danda. He's going to smash him. And he says, I'm going to punish him. And, you know, because Nityananda is a little unpredictable sometimes. So maybe he's going to pick up a stick on the way and smash them. Because that's what they do when they catch a thief in a village. They beat him practically to death. So he doesn't steal again, at least in Hindu dharma. So then everyone's waiting. Oh, is he going to get beaten or what? Then he gets there and what? Well, I want a beating like that too. Can you beat me too? So now everyone's really, he's going to beat him. Now he gives him the mercy. Now who is this person? What is he, a thief or what? And what did he steal? Who did he steal from? And then he stands up, and then he starts, you know, falling at the feet of Nityananda, praying, "I'm fallen, I'm pamara, I'm wretched, I'm poor, I'm lowest among men." So everyone's thinking, he's saying he's low and fallen. Lord Nityananda said he's a thief, because usually thieves are kind of like low-lifers, low-class people, generally, in general. That's why they're stealing, because they're poor and they want more things. So he's saying he's poor and low, and Nityananda says he's a thief. And now Nityananda says, what does he say? He has more money than King Indra. Everyone's like, wait a minute. First you call him a thief, then he says he's poor and wretched and low. Now you say he has more money than King Indra. You see how the drama of the whole thing? And it's like, when the camera goes on the audience, it's like, huh? Nityananda said this, and he's saying that. So then we have to keep reading to find out what's going on here. Chaitanya kripate seha nahi bayaman sabaya shravadakara poka chaitanya charan. This is, Nityananda speaking again. Do you know who this is? Because of the mercy that was bestowed upon him by Mahaprabhu. Although Raghunath has more money and material happiness than Indra, he doesn't have any interest in it. He doesn't like any of it. Because we heard prior in the beginning of the story that Raghunath had met Lord Chaitanya in Shantipur once. And that's why he was so mad. He wants to meet him again and repeatedly trying to run away. And he heard that he went toured around here and there in South India, whatever. But he came back to Puri. He heard, oh, he's back in Puri. So then once he heard he was back in Puri, Raghunath was running away every few days for a year or so. And no success. So already Nityananda is saying he got the mercy. And that's why he gave up all this wealth. So therefore, listen, all the bhaktas, you should also be merciful to him. Give him the benediction that very soon he will attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Raghunath is asking Nitai, Kripakaro, Kripakaro, Ashavad, Ashavad, please give your blessings and mercy. And then Nitai doesn't say yes, of course. Of course, he already gave. He already gave him by stepping on him, or let's say putting his foot on his head. And now Nitai is saying, okay, everyone, give them mercy. And then now Nityananda, because Nityananda, we heard in chapter 5 of Adi Leela, description of Nityananda Balaram. And there, I believe it's chapter 5, there are verses describing the position identity of Nityananda. And there it says, Sevananda. Sevananda. He's always relishing the bliss of seva, serving Krishna. The greatest happiness that Balaram attains is glorifying Krishna, singing for Krishna's happiness, massaging him, carrying him, carrying his tiffin, or doing any kind of service to please Krishna. And Nityananda is the same way. The greatest bliss is in service. So now, Nityananda, he glorifies that Krishna, that Lord Chaitanya, that Krishna that Raghunath is trying to attain. Now, Nityananda sees this as an opportunity to glorify that personality before all the assembly of devotees. Machita matgata pranas bodhyantas prasparam katayantas chamam nitya tushyanti cha ramanti cha. It's very satisfying and pleasurable to hear the topics about the Lord among the bhaktas. So he says, Krishna para padma ganda jay janapai brahmaloka adi sukha tanri naya baya. Anyone who smells the fragrance of Krishna's feet, then he doesn't even care for the happiness that's available on Satyaloka, which is the topmost planet in the world. Then what to speak of Swargaloka, or heaven, Indra, Krishna para padma ganda, Krishna para padma ganda, the fragrance of lotus. His feet smell like lotus flowers. That's certainly transcendental, obviously. No comparison. We have feet, and they're not exactly lotus feet. They're holding us up, and that's about all they're doing. And carrying us to the holy Dham, and around Giri Govardhan, and moving us in the service of Guru. So that's very good. But fragrance? Unlikely. Or let's say an unlikely fragrance. Yo dustya jandara sutan sirid rajam riddhi sprisha jaho juyeva malabhad utama shlokalalasa. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is offered sublime poetic prayers by those trying to attain his favor. Thus, Krishna is called Uttam Shloka. He who is glorified with the topmost praises. Being very eager to gain the association of Lord Krishna, King Bharat, although in the prime of youth, gave up a very attractive wife, affectionate children, his beloved friends, and opulent kingdom, exactly as one gives up stool after excreting it. Oh, yeah. This is a verse in from the Bhagavatam, 5:14:43. Lord Chaitanya, he directly preached himself from the Bhagavatam. So this is Nityananda's glorify him. Now, it's a very nice verse. Tabe Raghunate Prabhu Nikate Bolaya Tandra Motte Paradari Kahite Lagila. Nityananda called Raghunath Das near him, placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head, and began to speak. Tumi je karaila e pulina bojan. Tomaya kripa kari gora gaila agaman. Raghunath, since you arranged a feast on the bank of the Ganga, because he arranged that whole feast at Panihati, Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. Kripa kari kaila chira dugda bojan nirtya deki ratre kaila prasara vakshan. By Gaur's causeless mercy, Gauranga ate the chipped rice and milk. Then after seeing all the devotees dancing at night, he took his dinner. Tomudarite Gaura illa wapane chutila tomarajata vignadi bandane vigna adi bandane. All the vigna vanashan, the Sringabhanga. Mahaprabhu Gaurahari came here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments for your bondage are gone. Sorupera stane toma kariba samarpan antaranga brityabali rakibe charan. Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of Srup Damodar. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Nishchinta hana jana apana bhavan Achire nirvigna pabe chaitanya charan. Being assured of all this, return to your own home. Very soon, without impediments, you will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the last verse. Sabha bhakta dware tanre ashivara karaila tan sabara charana raghunatha vandila. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to their lotus feet. So this is the conclusion of the story. Nityananda delivers Raghunath. Because I didn't include that, because that's another pastime that I have. But in this, because I kind of made two out of one. But Nityananda, when we first met, he was called Achur. And then, Raghunath was called Achur. Then Nityananda said, now you have to pay me something. So he said, feed all the devotees, and there was a whole Panihati Utsav. And then a plate was offered to Lord Chaitanya in meditation. Lord Chaitanya wasn't there. Then Lord Chaitanya, and they offered a plate to Lord Chaitanya, meditating, that they're offering. And then, because that's what we do anyway, when you make an offering to the Lord, you're meditating that Wherever the Lord is, I'm going there and offering this to him. So then Lord Chaitanya actually came there and ate that, and then he ate something from all the different pots and whatnot. And then there was a kirtan, and he was dancing in the kirtan. He was seeing the devotees, and Lord Nityananda and Gauranga were moving here and there amongst all the devotees. And so Nityananda saw that, and so he told this to Raghunath. That's what he's saying. He said, he's making all these predictions. Mahaprabhu will accept you because he's Sri Kalagya. Nityananda can see the future. So he's saying, Mahaprabhu will accept you. You'll come under the training for 16 years of Surav Damodar, and you'll be one of the most confidential servants. Antaranga Britya. Britya means servant. Antaranga Bhakta. So you'll definitely attain a shelter. Be assured of all this. Now return home, and very soon, without impediments, you will attain a shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So, because he had just gone down there for a day or so, and then he went back, and then that whole arrangement with his guru, Yarananda, and all these things, and then he got out and went to Puri. So at this time he was still bound, but then he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda and served him and all the devotees, and Lord Chaitanya accepted him, and he got the full blessings. Then he got delivered from his family, and he joined Lord Chaitanya in Puri. So we can try to draw some teaching for ourselves, that we also may be entangled in various ways with family or other responsibilities. And we can pray to Lord Nityananda, by his mercy and the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, then Raghunath Das got completely disentangled from the most binding thing in India, which is family life. That is the most binding thing, the family life. He's married, and he was the zamindar's son. Huge responsibility, huge position and influence. And somehow he was able, by mercy of Nityananda, he extricated himself from all of that and got free to run to Lord Chaitanya. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami Pada Ki Jai, Nityananda Kripa Ki Jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam. Vancha Kapa Trubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhu Bheva Cha Titanam Bhavani Vaishnava. So there's Harinam if anyone wants to join. Harinam.